Okay, we'll call the vote and I'll ring the bell to call in members. The whips are ready. I think all members are present, so I think we can do the voice vote. So we're voting on the amended amendment now, and the members have had an opportunity to look at the amendment. They've had an opportunity to look at the amendment to the amendment, the sub-amendment. So we're going to vote on that now. Sorry, if members aren't clear.
Mr. Speaker, for an abundance of clarity, Could we make sure that members understand what they're voting on? It is the amended motion without E, correct?
Yeah. So we have the main motion, which was the original motion moved by the government House leader. Then we had an amendment moved by the opposition House leader, I think, an amendment. But then we had a sub-amendment made by to the sub-amendment to the amendment by the member for Cornerbrook. So the sub-amendment has passed, which amended the amendment that was moved by the government House leader. Now we're in the process. We're going to vote on the amended amendment. Okay. So we're clear? We're clear what we're voting on? Well, how members vote on it is up to them. So, what we'll do is we'll take a brief recess. We'll read when we come back. We'll read the motion as amended, and then we will go. Yeah. Okay, we'll just take a few minutes to get that.